My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
21 of the last 22 times they scored. Here's Sims to throw on third down. Up the middle, touchdown, Bavaro. Mark Bavaro goes to one knee. Genuflex in prayer. As a 13-yard throw over the middle answers the prayer for the Giants fan.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the Free Odyssey app.
Jersey Mike's Yankees box office blitz on The Fan. We've got a pair of field level tickets to see the Bronx Bombers take on Kansas City. Those Royals are pretty feisty over at the stadium coming up on Wednesday, September 11th. Right now, we'll do call to number 10, and we'll get you there, 866-540-WFAN. That's 866-540-9326. That's your chance to win. It's all from Jersey Mike's, the official sub sandwich shop of the New York Yankees box office blitz and The Fan. Make sure you guys tune in again tomorrow. BT and Sal, same time, another chance to win Yankee tickets. All right, 12:30 on the button. It is BT and Sal, 888-808-1019. So I heard what Mendoza said last night. By the way, great job by the Mets jumping out again, you know, getting a little early lead. Peterson was phenomenal. Mets just starting this homestand in a phenomenal way, coming off a road trip that was really good and could have been even better, as we talked about yesterday. But you bang out two wins against the Red Sox, you keep the momentum going. There's going to be a lot of energy there the rest of this week. People are showing up. The belief is there. Fantastic, right? Lindor going yard, Pete going yard, good stuff. The comment, and it's not to nitpick, I just want to contextualize something here, because I don't understand why this person always gets glossed over. So, and it's not a knock. This is just a baseball conversation. I do disagree with Mendoza's assertion that Lindor is in the process of authoring the greatest...
Stearns.
Did I say Mendoza?
Yes,
thank you.
Stearns.
Good catch. I meant Stearns, obviously. He did that at the press conference. Authoring the best position player season by a Met. Now, Stearns grew up a Mets fan, so there's great perspective there, and he went through this. And
well, no. I'm not buying the whole... I mean, I do believe he grew up a Met fan. I don't know if he grew up...
Yeah.
You know,
really?
Yeah. Like the way that when he was asked the question about who his favorite player was, he was like hemming and hawing about.
Oh, I do. I remember kind of like
something turned me off.
I'm gonna give him the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah, that's fine. I'm not knocking, but I don't think that like I never thought of his fandom growing up as a reason for why he said that. I think he's just looking at maybe what Lindor's done this year, and then probably went back and looked at some of the numbers statistically.
Well, since he's a numbers-oriented person, I would imagine he would go back to reinforce what he thought.
Right.
And I can't prove this. I would think, as a Mets fan, again, a degree, I'm not sure, but I'm going to give him the benefit and think he was a pretty good Mets fan growing up, if not a really good one, that, you know, he already has, whether it's Piazza, knowing what Strawberry did even though he was younger, you know, a few others here. I think that David Wright just gets overlooked all the time, and I don't understand why David Wright gets overlooked.
Well, in how in this capacity?
Okay, so...
You have one year in particular?
I do.
Okay.
And there's others where maybe he had more RBIs, but I went and I picked 2007 David Wright, all right? So David Wright's OPS in 2007, and again, Lindor's been phenomenal, and I've eaten a lot of the words, some of these takes that, let's be honest, right now sound a little ludicrous, abandoning the left side of the batter's box. I mean, I owned it. I took the L, so if you want your pound of flesh, go back and find it. My bad. I was wrong with a lot of Lindor stuff. That's not about this. This is just perspective, historical. Okay. Let's be on point. David Wright in 07, 963 OPS, right now 843. It's a big difference. Now, he could go up. I don't think he's going to finish at 963. David Wright stole 34 bases that year.
Right.
Right now, Lindor, he had one last night. He's got 26. Been stuck in the mid-20s for a while. He could get there. I think he falls slightly short. I do think it'll be advantage David Wright. David Wright won the Gold Glove that year.
Okay.
I don't know if Lindor will. He probably should.
All right.
But he got hosed probably a year ago, so there's no guarantee he wins it this year. That year, David Wright had 42 doubles, which is a massive total. And right now, Lindor is on pace for 40, but he has 33. He's got to get there. David Wright hit 325. And Lindor's hitting 273 this year. And the OPS plus, whatever, it doesn't matter, refute it all.
How many games did he play?
I think 160.
Oh, okay.
Okay. The OPS plus for David Wright that year was 149. And right now it's 137 for Stearns. For Lindor. Now, maybe there's a few that I omit that you can incorporate that would be more favorable to Lindor in this comparison, but I don't know. OPS, batting average, OPS plus, doubles, gold glove, silver slugger. David Wright was incredible in 07.
Okay, that's
but
fair.
He forgets about David Wright.
When Stearns said that, my initial thought was, come on. I'm not minimizing the season Lindor has had. A legitimate MVP season, he's been great. But in Mets franchise history for a position player, my first instinct was to say, okay, well, who are the best Mets position players that I have ever seen?
Okay.
It would be Strawberry, Piazza, Beltran.
Not David Wright?
Three, well, yeah, you could throw Wright in there, but I never put... I love David Wright, and I think he's consistent.
Yeah.
And I do think sometimes gets overlooked, maybe... I think the going to Citi Field really hurt him, and just you look at the numbers.
It did. He had like, what, 9 home runs that 1 year, right, the next year?
Beltran in 06, 07, uh-huh. 08, I would put on par with anybody. I don't have Piazza's numbers, but I do have Beltran up.
Okay, think he got his best year?
Here's why I put Beltran. Remember, too, part of Stearns' factor was defense.
Yep.
And you're talking about shortstop.
Mm-hmm.
So another premium position is center field. And that's what Carlos Beltran was for the Mets. Carlos Beltran in 2006.
Give me OPS.
982.
Okay, slight advantage over David Wright. Doubles. Just curious.
38.
Advantage David Wright by 4. Stolen bases.
18. He only had 18.
Okay, so advantage by almost double David Wright. Batting average.
275.
325.
Okay.
David Wright.
41 homers.
Gotcha.
116 ribbies.
Okay. OPS plus?
127 runs. OPS plus 150.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Basically the same. David Wright was 149. Very comparable. And in some cases, big advantage Wright.
Won a gold glove. Wright. Finished fourth in the MVP. Yeah,
I think Wright was fourth as well.
Okay.
Fourth or fifth.
So, all right, but that's...
Close.
Yeah, fair enough. But is Lindor's season this year better than either of those two?
I almost don't want to go down this road because it's going to be construed as... But my answer is no.
All right, and then how about... Would we eliminate Piazza just because of catcher?
I wouldn't eliminate Piazza. Give me Piazza's best year. Well, I'm not ready to eliminate Mike.
I'm on Strawberry right now.
I would eliminate Strawberry.
Well, Strawberry's best year was what, 88?
What was his best year? He should have won the MVP.
So, yeah, 88.
What did he hit that year? 275?
He finished second in the MVP.
I know. What was his batting average?
269.
I mean, come on.
Led the league in slugging and OPS. 545 slugging, OPS 911, OPS plus 165.
Wow, that's a massive OPS
39,
plus.
It led the league.
Yeah.
With 39 homers, 101 ribbies.
Okay.
Played 153 games. Now, again, played right field.
Uh-huh.
You know, not a Gold Glover.
Didn't win it.
Let's then take Straw out.
I think Straw should be out.
Okay, as far as individual position players.
Right now, it's Beltran. And it's David Wright, and Hoff's got a little Piazza.
Yeah, I got Piazza in 2000.
Give me OPS. So I want to stay with the same criteria.
OPS 1.12.
Wow. Okay, advantage Piazza. Stolen bases. Forget about it. Gold Glove. Forget about it.
2000.
Okay.
Doubles. Not as relevant, but how many doubles?
26.
Not as relevant. At batting average?
324.
Okay, 325 for David Wright. OPS plus had to be a beast.
He was 155.
All right. Oh, 149 for Wright. Ribbies?
113.
And home runs?
38.
What did Wright have, homers and ribbies?
That I didn't look at. I just looked at the OPS and some of the others. He's going to have more home runs than, well.
Hey,
that's true. Lindor's got some bomb, no doubt.
Can I tell you one guy you guys are missing?
Who?
Hold on. All right. Hold on.
Pete? What?
No. It's a bad.
Yeah, I was going to say Dave Kamen's home run. Not that one. Okay.
No.
Okay.
Oh, give me.
Howard Johnson.
Oh, Hojo had a monster. Good goal. Yeah.
89, dude.
Yep.
His OPS plus was 169.
Wow. Was it really?
Yeah.
What were some of the other numbers there?
36 home runs, 101 RBIs, yeah. 41 doubles, batting average 287.
How many steals? 30 something.
41.
41. That's right. Yeah. Wow. You know, Hojo was sneaky amazing for a couple
years. But again,
let's
factor in defense here. Hojo was always a tricky thing defensively.
Yeah, when he played 30, he was okay. Yeah, when he played short, he wasn't quite a shortstop. Not terrible.
I'm not knocking it, but we're talking about greatest season position player ever. Now, again, I can't reference what happened in the 60s or 70s. If there were a player that
there wasn't.
Was, yeah, okay.
Not position player. They were pitching-driven, as you know.
So, so we're down to, I'm throwing out Straw,
yep.
I'm throwing out McReynolds, we're throwing out even Hojo, bringing him in there. Oh, we have Wright and Beltran and Piazza. Where are we at now? Piazza 2000?
Yeah.
Yes,
honestly, I would be, this is just my opinion, the next that I would throw out would be Lindor. I mean, if it's just numbers oriented.
Well, it's not. It's everything.
Well, it's got to be.
Defense, playing every day is part of it.
Yeah, those guys played 100. I don't know how many Piazza. David Wright played 160
Piazza
games
played
that year.
136.
Yeah.
And I remember, he's a catcher.
I know.
Which also should skew, up. Now, the thing is, he wasn't a good defensive catcher.
No, well, he was a competent receiver, just didn't throw guys out. But
by the way,
it's
Piazza's birthday.
Yeah.
Happy birthday to one of the
greatest.
To
Big Mike?
Ever. Yeah.
How old is he?
Don't know.
53, 54? How old's Mike?
No. 56. God, Mike Piazza.
Jeez. Still got some hair, still pretty good shape.
I know, but like...
Still married to that playmate?
I believe so, but I'm not sure.
There you go.
That also does not factor into his 2000 season.
Well, maybe it should. Maybe we got to elevate it. He married a playmate.
I mean, Piazza also in 99, 40 and 124. Dude.
I know.
I don't know. I mean, if we're factoring in games played and defense, then it probably comes down to Lindor. You rule out Piazza and you go Lindor... Beltran, right.
I can't rule out Piazza.
But
I'm not ruling out Piazza.
If we're factoring in defense and games played,
I'm still not ruling out Mike Piazza. The numbers are so much better than Lindor.
Just 2000, you're saying?
Yeah, well, the season that he picked. I didn't go through his, I didn't cherry pick it. I'll trust Hoff.
Yeah, that's the best. That's his best OPS
by
year.
Far, yeah.
Okay.
The year prior, 99, he had 40 home runs, but his numbers were lower, so.
Got it.
All right. What do you think, if you forget Lindor for a second, out of Piazza, Beltran, Wright, if you have to take one out, which one are you taking out?
Piazza, Beltran, Wright. If I have to, Piazza. So putting Lindor aside, Piazza, Beltran, Wright.
If you're ruling out one of those greatest
seasons. I would probably rule out Piazza.
So would I. Okay. So now we're getting down to it. Beltran, Wright, and
I'm a David Wright guy.
Lindor.
And I'm a Beltran guy, David Wright.
You think he's
your best better player
than
ever.
Beltran?
Yeah.
No, I'm not, but that's a different argument.
I'm not trying to hijack it. True. But his season, yeah, I just think David Wright was
better than Beltran in 06. Beltran won a Gold Glove as a center fielder.
I got it. David Wright,
switch-hitting,
he's not a butcher.
Monster center
goal.
41 homers, 116 ribbies. No, but he did it at third base. 275, OPS of 982.
Okay, first, stop for one second. Think about that. Now, I know you gloss over it. And there
he
are
only
definite,
played 140 games. That's a knock on Beltran. That's a
fair
minus.
Enough. There's definite things that favor Beltran. But you gloss over the Bell. It's an antiquated stat. You gloss over batting average. What was his batting average?
275.
325 for David Wright.
Give me rights. You didn't give me the homers and ribbies. I want the homers
I'm
and ribbies.
I'm actually popping that up, too, because I need to.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's an important thing.
I'm doing a few things. What do you want?
Right. Well, if it's comparable, I'll give you this. If Wright hit in the 30s in homers and 100 ribbies.
He did. Okay. He definitely 110 at least ribbies. Hold on. David Wright. Okay. I mean, I think the RBIs are going to be negligible. What did I say? 2007?
Yeah.
RBIs for David Wright. 107.
And what's the homers?
30. Now, the next year, he actually had 124 RBIs.
Take a year.
And he hit 302, which is still better than Beltran's.
No, what do you mean?
Beltran hit 273.
275.
All right, so David Wright, the year I didn't even pick, hit 302.
He hit 41 and 116. Okay. Right? Wright has never sniffed 41 homers.
I understand that.
And again, center fielder. All right, if you...
42 doubles, 190 hits.
So of those three, who are we ruling out? Wright, Beltran, Lindor season this year?
I'm ruling out Lindor's. Now, the only thing that... Hold on.
He plays every day, and he plays Gold Glove defense.
This is important for Lindor. This I have to say. We're talking like we are cherry-picking individual. Piazza, Straw, Hojo, Wright, Beltran. Every one of those players had more around him than Lindor. Right. So the only thing
that... one-man show here.
The only thing that I've omitted is clutch value. And I could see why that would supersede for some... a David Wright season or a Piazza, et cetera, Beltran.
I think part of Stern's...
Lindor's carried the team.
Part of Stern saying that it was... that he's on pace or whatever for the greatest season, position player-wise in franchise history, a big part of that is not only defense, not only the caliber of defense, the position he plays, and also the fact that he's played every game. He's leading the league in games played.
Yep.
Those are things that... he's going to have an advantage of. Beltran only played 140 games in his best year here. I'll rule that out. Now, if he played another 20, he might have hit 50 home runs. Who knows?
Mm-hmm.
But whatever. I'll rule Beltran out. I would say that maybe it comes down to Wright and Lindor here. I almost said Reyes. Wright and Reyes. Oh, Wright and Lindor. I might have to favor Lindor. The numbers aren't as good, but playing every day and playing shortstop at the level that he did, I could understand why Stern said that.
There's an element of subjectivity. We just went over the stuff that's irrefutable. Yeah. I mean, the other, I don't know exactly what he's leaning on and what he values more.
But don't
more.
You think playing short is more important than playing third?
Okay, I do, so that's of course one. I do.
That's not Wright's fault. It's just, it's part of the argument for Lindor.
Yep.
And the other thing, playing every day. Now, Wright, you said played what, 150-something games there?
David Wright that year was 160.
I mean, 160 games. He almost played every day,
He posted every day as well.
I think those are the two. After we just quickly, in 10 minutes, went through
good
it.
Good stuff.
I think it comes down to Wright versus Lindor. Good call with that Wright 2007 season.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.